Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. It's the Friday edition, and with us in studio is Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro this weekend and beyond. Party, party, party. The fun girl is here, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Yay, Friday again.
It's in your life, it's always Friday.
That might be true. The days are meshing together as I play Pokemon more and more.
We were just talking about this off air, and I said, okay, Cheryl, do you play Pokemon? And she goes, oh, yeah. I said, what level are you?
24.
Yeah, I guess you do play Pokemon.
I sure do.
This is crazy.
So the 14-year-olds think I'm amazing. You know, I come battle in their gym and beat them. They're like, oh my goodness. I'm like, it in the 14-year-old kid world.
Got to be famous or something.
That's right.
Fun and Pokemon Go.
Yes. Right. Well, anywho, while I'm not Pokemoning this weekend, I might be doing some other things.
Okay.
Right. I might.
Like
I'm,
what?
Well, you know, the first thing is right outside of our door going on right now, the 515
That's right,
Music,
the music Festival.
Yes.
Do you know who's in that?
Who's in that?
Right behind you. TJ Hack.
TJ.
Is
oh.
Hack?
Is he?
Yeah.
Of course he is. Like, why wouldn't I think
why
of that?
He?
He's everywhere in the music world.
He is. He's performing this week.
That's right. So, come see DJ T Hack or all the other music people. Let's see. They've got Machine Gun Kelly, the rapper. Yeah.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Sure. Bear Grylls, Destroyed. That's D-E-S-T-R-O-I-D, Destroyed.
Destroyed.
Talking about funky names for things.
See?
Destroyed, yeah. So anyway, tonight through tomorrow, Western Gateway Park, 515 Music Festival. If concert going is your thing, this is the place to be this weekend.
Yeah, and so you know, right outside the studio is Sculpture Park. But we're open. I mean,
that's
yeah,
right.
The Des Moines Radio Group is open.
That's
I mean,
right.
You get in here, but
mm-hmm.
but further down,
mm-hmm.
forget about it.
Forget
13th,
about it.
13th, I think, on down.
That's right. You're going to have to walk.
Yeah.
You can Pokemon while you're walking.
Pokemon.
All right. Oh, here's another good one. This one is a good yearly annual event, the Clive Festival. This one is always fun. It's starting today, tomorrow, Sunday. This used to be just a small community gathering, and now this is a huge event. This is great. They've got music and inflatables and face painting. Like, this is a huge event, the Clive Festival. The whole city gets involved. Come to the Clive Festival, do some children's fun, adult music, lots of stuff.
Do you know who lives near me?
Who lives near you?
The former mayor of Clive,
no.
Les Asheim.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know Asheim Corner, Asheim Park.
Sure.
It's in Clive. It's
mm-hmm.
on the corner of, what, 86th and University.
Okay.
Named after Les.
Wow. The things
just
you learn.
Just lives right over down that way.
Amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Cool.
Les Asheim.
Good
cool
stuff.
Guy. Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right, Clive.
Okay. Here's another good one. This is one I have not heard before. It might be a new event. This is called the Summer Stir. It's a traveling cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is in the Cord Avenue district. This is tonight, so from 6 to 10. So if you need something to do.
I mean, it's just moments away.
Moments away. You can just head down to Cord Ave. It's $20. What better way to celebrate your summer than with a group of friends at a traveling cocktail party. This is put on by City View. It's a new event, brand new event. Tonight, $20. You can go to Bear Can Alley. You get 10 sample drinks for your $20 at the Exchange,
really?
The Copper Cup, Johnny's Hall of Fame, Voodoo Lounge. You get your ticket and then you can go down to Johnny's Hall of Fame. That's where it starts. Get your ticket and then you can go to all these places to sample 10 drinks for $20 tonight.
Go.
Do that. Yes.
Are you going?
You can even Pokemon while you're doing
that.
I mean, if I'm Pokemoning, I will do that. Pay $20, drink around the stops. That's exactly what you need to do.
Pokemon.
Yes. That sounds like a fun event. It starts at Johnny's Hall of Fame, $20. Go check that out.
In moments.
Yes.
6 o'clock.
You can do that, or you can go see Rock of Ages at the Des Moines Community Playhouse.
There you go.
There's some interesting...
What is that about? I've never been. Do you have any idea?
I think it's really just one of those shows that they want to play a lot of music and they need a story to kind of go with it, so they just make it up.
Yeah, Rock of Ages.
Exactly. So 80s music, If you like 80s music, you know.
Just before you were born.
Born in 81, so I was a kid. But I still do enjoy my 80s music. I like when Hairball is in town. And so this is kind of
Rock
along
of
those lines. Rock of Ages at the Des Moines Community Playhouse. Tonight, tomorrow, all week long through August 7th. Pick a day. Go see Rock of Ages. Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting one. This is a new event at the Blank Park Zoo, the Adventure Days Festival. This one is tomorrow from 9 to 5, regular price admission to the zoo. We'll get you live shows, arts and crafts, chats with animal keepers, and more. They're going to have a big celebration at the zoo with lots of fun, different stuff to do.
Talk to the animals.
Yes. Talk to the animals at the zoo tomorrow. There are also a lot of Pokemon stops along the way in the zoo, if you didn't know. I think we looked it up last night. There were like 12 stops right at the zoo. So look at, you can like kill 5 birds with 1 stone.
Right.
Talk to animals. Take the kids out for a day of fun.
And do battle with Pokemon.
All in one place at the zoo, people. The zoo is the place to be. Here's an interesting one. The Beaverdale Bluegrass Festival.
You know, I went to that a couple of years ago. I think this is the same one.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like it's like a street dance, mm-hmm. I think, right? And but they've got like all these interesting bluegrass folks.
Yeah. You know, I've never been there, but it is tomorrow from 5 to 10 and it's free. So, I mean, there's no reason for you not to check it out. You know, go down there. It's at the Tower Park in Beaverdale, 5 to 10 p.m. It's free. There's going to be lots of interesting-looking bands there, a wine and beer tent, and, that they sold me on wine and beer tent. And admission is always free. So go listen to some good music, drink some good wine and beer, and have fun.
Yeah.
In Beaverdale. Yeah, why not?
Nice.
You don't get to Beaverdale often, so.
Oh, you know, yeah.
So you might as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go.
Anyway, here's an interesting one. The A. Hines 57 charity is having an event on the patio of Mickey's Irish Pub in Waukee with adoptables. They're going to bring...
So they're going to have babies there that you're going to
adopt? Yes, at Mickey's Irish Pub. This one is Sunday. Yeah, I know. I better not. But it's from 4 to 6. It's $5, and that includes snacks. They're going to have hors d'oeuvres and non-alcoholic drinks for your $5 to raise money, and they're also going to have adoptables. So if you're looking to adopt a pet or just want to go see some cute pets and have raise some money for a charity, it's a place to be. Mickey's Irish Pub in Waukee on Sunday, 4 to 6.
Nice.
Check that out. If you are a fan of the Indigo Girls...
Yep.
Indigo Girls, say that 10 times fast, at the Hoyt Sherman Place. They will be this weekend. It's actually during the week. It's July 26th. It's next week Hoyt Sherman Place. Yes, they...
Indigo Girls
on a weeknight in Des Moines Hoyt Sherman Place. Yeah.
You know, those are activities that are on school nights are just tough sometimes.
They sure are. Mm-hmm.
But if you just moderate.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So the Indigo Girls, if you were a fan, they've released their 16th studio album and last June. Yeah, and they are here to play some for you at Hoyt Sherman Place on July 26th at 7:30 p.m.
There you go. All right. Something
out
for next week.
That's right. We have a couple more things for next week.
Really?
Yeah, really.
How surprising.
I know.
Can't imagine.
And then, this one's interesting. Now, the Valley West Mall always has their family night. I think it's like the third Thursday or something like that. But this month, they are going to have Alice in Wonderland, Tinkerbell, and Rapunzel for your meeting enjoyment at the Valley West Mall, July 26th. So if you go there Thursday night, you want to bring those little kids that really love Tinkerbell and Rapunzel and Alice in Wonderland from 6 to 8 at the Valley West Mall. This is free.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your long hair.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Bring those grandkids. If you have them on Thursday night, bring them out to the Valley West Mall for free. Yeah. Yes. They have inflatables, temporary tattoos, and Rapunzel. What more could you want? All right. Music in the Park at Colby Park. Don't forget about that next week. That's on Tuesday. Yep. Yep, Tuesday nights, Music in the Park at Colby Park.
It was rained out this past week.
Was it?
Yeah, it was kind of wet.
That's right. It was the rainy day. Oh, yeah, that was a crazy rainy day.
Yeah, but Tuesday, it's on. Mm-hmm. Colby Park,
yes.
Windsor Heights.
Music begins at 7. It's from 6 to 8. Music begins at 7. That sounds fun. All right, I've got one more for you.
One more, ladies
and
gentlemen.
One more, yes. This one sounds interesting. This is actually, no, I have a couple more, but actually this one is Savory Afternoons with the Des Moines Social Club at the Central Library. Yeah, this sounds really
Central
interesting.
Central Library. Mm-hmm.
Yep, this is free. They have a suggested donation of just $5, but enjoy a good read and tasty eats over the lunch hour. Yeah, the Des Moines Social Club will be serving up soup and a beverage in the cafe gallery at the Central Library. Yeah, this is July 27th.
Just down the street from us.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Come over and eat lunch at the Central Library,
what day
put on
again?
By the Des Moines Social Club. This is July 27th.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Check that out. Don't forget Music in the Junction at Valley Junction weekly with the Farmers Market.
It's on Thursday.
It's always fun on Thursday. We haven't mentioned that one in a while, so just want to make sure you remember to go and hit up the Valley Junction Farmers Market.
I wonder if our sponsor, Creamer Law, is going to be, mm-hmm. you know, oftentimes they help out in the beer tent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
very cool. Why not?
Lawyers passing out beer.
Why not? That's dangerous, but
well,
sure.
No, they enjoy it. It's
fun
great.
Stuff.
It's a great community involvement opportunity. And, of course, anytime that you can go anywhere mm-hmm. in Historic Valley Junction, that's fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And don't forget, the end of next week, starting the July 27th, is the Warren County Fair. This one,
yeah.
This is the less known about, you know, Iowa State Fair, but this is the Warren County Fair of 2016. Starts July 27th at the Warren County Fairgrounds.
It's in Indianola, isn't it?
This is free. I'm not sure where it is exactly. Wherever the it is in Indianola.
Yeah,
Second Avenue in Indianola. The Warren County Fair. That's always
been
a
there.
Fun one. A little bit less people than the big fair, but maybe just as fun.
We did a country night there once.
Ooh, country.
Yeah. They had a band in one of the barns. It was sort of
fun stuff.
Fun.
Yeah, go check that out.
Warren County Fair next week.
Get prepped for the big fair.
There you go. Fair food and everything. Thanks for coming in and doing this,
as always.
Cheryl Tessier, ladies and gentlemen, Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. We will have this up on the blog post in just a little bit if you missed any or all of our conversation. All right, we got to scoot. The weekend is officially here. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls tonight. The program director for the stations is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you are listening to right this minute was arranged, produced, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, thanks so much for having been with us this week. We're back at 5:05 on Monday. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.